During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she came to him when he needed a friend, but she couldn't stay forever.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. You can call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's with me today.
Well, hello. How are you?
So something happened yesterday. Not sure if it's paranormal, but it sure felt like it.
Interesting. Okay, let's hear it.
So everybody well knows, I'm assuming, not everybody's listened to every episode of the show, so maybe you don't know, but I write plays at a theater here in town. I live in Wichita, Kansas. And I also bartend there, and I've been bartending there for a really long time. I don't know how long, what would you say, like 15 years or 12 years?
I have no idea. I mean, it's been a really long time.
And I love to bartend. And it's one of those things, like if you love to bake, you can bake at your house. But if you love to bartend, you got to go get a job. So I can do something I have fun doing and hang out with my friends who are there.
And it's great to have you over to a party because you can bartend.
I can bartend,
everybody.
And people are always asking me, like, hey, can
you
make
us this?
Yeah, we're
doing a martini party. You think Carol will bartend?
Exactly. You know, so. And I love it. So I was bartending yesterday afternoon. We do a matinee show, a brunch on Sundays. End of this shift, I'm cleaning up. I was washing some dishes, and there was like three waiters on the other side of the bar. So I'm going to try to describe this. So I'm washing dishes, and then there's a counter. So when you get done making a drink, you put the drink on the counter, right? And there's this little kind of area where you make the drinks right before you set them on the counter. So I'm washing the dishes. To my left, there's a second well, not in use yesterday. And we have some Coke cups and some coffee cups that are right there. And the coffee cups were stacked too high. That's it. So I'm washing the dishes, and this coffee cup flew off of there, and it hit the beer cooler behind me, and it broke. So the girls who are standing there, they all go like, what the F was that? And because it was so loud, it scared the crap out of all four of us. And I'm like, I don't know. And I looked over and I'm like, there's a busted coffee cup on the ground here. So in order for the coffee cup to have done that, first off, it would have to fall off. And it's only stacked too high. So it's not like it's really high off the ground or anything.
Okay. But, oh, I thought you said like two, you mean T-W-O high.
Yes. T-W-O. Yes. So it's, okay. Oh, yes.
I thought you meant two, like as in too high.
Not stacked too high. It's stacked two, oh. T-W-O oh. high. So okay. it's just okay. this little okay. stack. It's a coffee cup with a coffee cup stacked on top of it. That's
but would it.
It
have to jump off the top?
Yes. So the weird thing is if I'm, and I hope I can explain this well. So if it would have fallen off the stack, it's not stacked properly. It's only one coffee cup high. So it would have fallen onto the counter where you set the drinks. Okay. So if it would have fallen the other way, it would have fallen into that little area where you make the drinks. Then it would have fallen onto where you wash the dishes, onto the, where you wash the dishes and you set them there. Then it would have to fall across that onto the floor. How it hit the beer cooler, I have no idea. So isn't that weird? There's other places it should have fallen. It shouldn't have gone straight from there to hit the beer cooler and break. And it was loud.
Thoughts. Number one, the physics don't work.
The physics don't work at all.
It can't jump off the top of the one it was on. Like nothing knocked it off. So
no,
it can't. It
would
it can't
fall
jump off the top.
Off.
But where does the acceleration come to knock it so hard?
And there was like three other logical places. If it just isn't stacked properly, it would have fallen on the counter in the well where you make the drinks part.
Yeah.
Oh, and even there was another area because it, so counter where you make your drinks, where you dry the dishes. Then there's actually on that second well where you have your bottles of liquor. So it had to jump over that too.
I don't get how it, you know, how it develops the speed to hit something hard enough
and
to crash
broke
like that.
In half. And these are heavy duty coffee mugs.
So like a ceramic coffee mug?
Yeah. I don't even know how it broke. I don't think because there's plastic mats behind there. So most things don't break, you know, unless it's like a wine glass that's not very thick. But a coffee mug, I think I could drop it and it wouldn't break.
Number one, it had to get up out of the or off the other coffee cup. But number two, it had to fly.
And like it something sounded, had to, that's what it sounded like. It sounded like it hit something and it was like this crash sound. To where all of us were like, whoa. And so then I said, holy shit, that was a coffee mug that just broke in half. And the girls all said, how did that happen? I'm like, I have no idea because it's a super heavy duty counter. It's not like it's vibrating or anything like that. It's like this bar is
built
like a rock.
Well, and if it was some vibrating thing, it would just like fall over.
I know. But it shot across there, hit the beer cooler. And I'm talking from where it was sitting to the beer cooler. That's a good 4 feet.
Okay, and the other thing, let's point out, in case people haven't listened much before, is that you've worked there for quite a while, and there have been a lot of things happen.
Yeah, they
paranormal
say
that, wise.
Yeah, they definitely say the theater is haunted.
Not just you, but a lot of actors that are there or the directors or, you know, people just work in the house or whatever. There have been a lot of experiences prior to this. So this
and
was
usually
not, like,
experiences when nobody's there, like the guy who works there during the day, the artistic director, and he's the office manager. So he's had a lot of experiences. And so we'll have to do a show sometime. Kathy and I are working on a new ghost show. So we'll have to have them on the new show, maybe they can be a guest and talk about
Yeah, our new show is going to be a little bit different format where we do interviews with people and their experiences with
my favorite ghost story. Ghosts. That's the name of it.
And that should be pretty soon. Yeah. So, you know, we'll be promoting it here for you.
So I had to stop and write a play. So that's why I'm kind of far behind on getting that show out. So my play goes in rehearsal tonight.
We actually have already one.
Yeah, we've got one in the can.
We already have a really good one.
So if somebody's interested in being on it, reach out, let me know. But so I don't know how that happened. It was the weirdest damn thing.
Okay, I'm gonna go paranormal on that one.
Me too.
I don't get the physics of it. There's no way it. No, you know, it could fall, but the acceleration to hit something hard enough to break it like that, I don't get it. That can't happen.
And And even if it wasn't stacked properly and it fell, mm-hmm. I could see that. It would have just like, sure. boom,
yeah.
just fallen off into that little countertop area or to the mm-hmm. little place where we build drinks. You know, it's okay. like.
So here, and so be, I guess my thought is be a little careful because that seems kind of like an angry thing.
Well, and I told it later before I walked out. I'm like, you know, I've been here for a long time. You and I are good. You know, I just like to come make some drinks, hang out with my friends, make a little money. It's all yeah. good, but you don't have to do that.
Yeah, it just seems a little bit aggressive.
Because years ago, I remember my the girl who used to own it, my friend Patty, she was in the office and heard something. And we used to back then for the highball glasses, like if you order bourbon and Coke, that's a highball glass. They were plastic at that time. And she heard something and steps out of the office and these green plastic cups had been thrown. There was like a kind of a window through from the bar into the foyer of the theater. And it didn't have a window on it at the time, so it was just open. And something had thrown cups from inside of the bar area through that window into that area right before you walk into the theater. No idea what that was because Patty was the only one there.
Cup thrower entity that you've got floating yeah. around there.
But I think usually there's so many people in there and they're so loud and there's so much activity that, you know, I don't always know even if it's paranormal. One night, a couple months ago, a box somehow fell on my head in the back room. And I'm like, I looked up, but I was so busy. And I'm like, I don't have time for this shit. But then later I was like, how did that box fall on my head? And I'm really glad that it was a very light box. And what was the box even doing up there? And I don't know.
It just was weird enough it struck you. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, but that you went, huh.
So then I didn't even think twice about it. Like after that night, I just thought that was weird. Then the next weekend, my friend Emily, she comes in because she's really into ghosts and she listens to this show and to the Grave Talks. And she says, I think something weird just happened to me. A box just fell on my head. And I'm like, oh, maybe that was paranormal.
So you didn't tell her huh. that a box
had fallen on your head. I'm like, that just happened to me last week.
Oh.
So then I had to have another conversation like, hey, dude, if you're going to throw boxes, just like that could really hurt somebody. Boxes
and
falling on heads.
And wasn't there an instance recently that somebody in the room where the actors get ready, like had messed up one of the actors' tables or something?
Oh, yeah. So Saturday night, we didn't have a Sunday brunch. They closed down the show. Everybody in the show puts their things back for the next week. So the wigs go on, the wig heads, and every actor has their little stations all set up and they're ready for next week. All they have to do is walk in, put on makeup, get in costume, you know. So everything's fine. And they always have to go through there at night anyway to turn lights out. And one of the owners walked in the next morning. It needed something in the dressing room, and the dressing room was just trashed. He took a picture and sent it to one of the guys who was in the show and who also was the artistic director, the daytime guy there. And he's like, any idea what this is all about? And Steve's like, no. It was perfectly fine when we left it last night. And so there's no windows, there's no way, you know, and if somebody's going to break in, they're going to go steal liquor or they're
yeah,
going
why would
to
they
go,
care about?
Yeah. So the only thing that was touched
stuff.
Was the actor's room. Nothing else yeah. in the whole theater was touched. And there
I
would
mean,
have been
you'd
plenty
break into
of
the
things
office and see if there's any money or
yeah,
something. You're not going to like
office was fine. Nothing was weird. And I don't know. Very strange. Hmm.
That
so that's my own personal paranormal story starting off the show today.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
That was a good one. I vote paranormal.
I do too.
I do.
It was just too
yep.
weird yesterday because that too cup, weird. It flew off of the counter.
But
it
I like the fact that you're talking to it.
I know. I'm like, dude, Like, seriously, yeah. I like this place. Don't make it weird for me.
Yeah, I think that's good. You know, and that's what you've been learning a lot from the grave talks when you interview people that deal with this a lot. And that seems to be a common thread. They talk to it.
Yep. They all do. It's interesting to me. I've got a pretty interesting story. So when I introed this episode, I said she came to him when he needed a friend, but she couldn't stay forever.
Oh,
that's the intro to this.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Here you go.
Hey, my name's Buddy. I got a story for you. First off, I've been listening to your show for a little while now. Really like it. Definitely going to keep following it. Keep up what you're doing. Okay, so here's my story. You often hear of ghost stories and things. This one's a little different because it happened to me and it's interactive. It isn't like most ghost stories where, oh, they see a ghost walking and it's pretty straightforward. Let me explain a little further. When I was a kid, about 10 years old, I was playing in the sandbox outside my house, and this girl walked up about the same age, and she sits down, starts talking and goofing around with me, and I don't know, we got a friendship going. And I remember a lot of details about her. I don't remember her last name, but I remember her name was Christina. She liked being called Tina. Her middle name was Catherine, which is kind of a play on words, because I remember her telling me that she was Christina Catherine and her mother was Catherine Christina, which is kind of funny. It's weird a person remembers such details. But anyways, for about a year, she would come to my house and play, and I never told my parents about her. I mean, they couldn't see her. You know, that's what makes this a ghost story. At the time, I was going through some abuse, basically all kinds, some stuff with cousins. It wasn't very fun. And I remember when the cousin would come to the house, she would defend me. She would yell at him, whatever. And he always complained that when she was near, he couldn't breathe. He's like, I don't know why, but I can't breathe. So that's interesting. But ultimately, as time went on, eventually she ended up having to leave. But I remember she said she was waiting for her mother. She said her mother was going to die soon. And I remember her telling me that she had lived with her aunts. In fact, she lived on with her aunts at that property. I remember her telling me, pointing at my sandbox and saying, well, mine was over there. And it was at the corner of the house, supposedly, where her sandbox was. She lived with her aunts. She said her mother was, like, really glamorous, but was more concerned about looking cute and going to parties. So, therefore, her aunts raised her. And we'd talk, and everything was really interactive, which is really interesting. You never hear that with ghost stories. Biggest thing I remember is she always said she couldn't go past the second tree on the edge of the property, which was always interesting to me because it was always really interesting to me just for the simple fact that at that time we could go past that tree, what I thought was the second tree. It's really funny. Years later, when I went back to the property, I walked along that tree line and I found a stump cut off right close to the ground of a much older tree that probably was the second tree at the edge of the property. Tina ended up leaving one day. She was like, well, my mom's going to pass on. I got to be there for her. And here's the wild thing. I mean, the whole thing's really wild, but this is really wild. She had a ball underneath her arms, and we walked to the road in front of the house. And she threw the ball out in the road and chased after it. And I remember her being hit by a green car, and she just disappeared. Before she threw the ball out in the road, I remember her telling me that she would always do her best to look out for me, but she didn't know if she could ever come back, which is, again, really, really interesting. I grew up in a car family, and I remember even as a 10-year-old knowing that that car that hit her was an early 50s Chevy, green Chevy. So that was always really interesting. Her clothes were very much old style, very much 50s style. White shirt, turquoise trim. She wore brown shoes and a brown skirt. So anyway, so she left. Of course, never heard anything about it again. When I got older, I sincerely started to question it. It's like, is this something I made up in a troubled part of my life with all the abuse? I mean, did I make that up? That's what most people would think. And I remember my mom was watching a ghost thing on TV, oh, about 5 years ago. And she just randomly turns to me and she was like, was Tina real? And I looked at her because I never told her about her. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she was like, the girl that used to come by all the time. You played with her all the time. And I'm like, I never told you about that. And she was like, no, but I heard you talking to her a lot. And to me, that was just really, really interesting how my mom knew about it. And I never once mentioned it to her. Coincidence? I don't know. Possibly. An interesting thing about the town I grew up in is it's right on a ley line. And if you know anything about ley lines are a theory. They're lines, and the theory is there's a lot of supernatural stuff that occur along these lines, which is, I don't know, maybe coincidence, I don't know. To wrap this story up, here's a really interesting thing. I mean, the whole story is interesting. But all that happened when I was about 10. And then when I was about 22, I was hanging in a parking lot, leaning against a car with a bunch of friends. And I remember hearing a girl's voice about my age at the time. And she said, move, we got to move. And it was clear as can be. And the wild thing is I felt my collar get pulled really, really hard. And then I turned to the right because it's the right side of my collar that got pulled. And I was wondering what the heck that was. And I heard the girl's voice again. We've really got to move. And I felt my wrist being pulled back real sharply to my right. And I had no choice but to kind of run in the direction I'm being pulled. And out of the corner of my right eye, I could see it. Auburn hair. The same auburn hair I remembered from before. But the crazy thing is the voice and the height of this person was much more conducive to like a 20-year-old. So I don't know exactly what was up with that. But what happened a few seconds later still blows my mind. The car I was leaning against got T-boned. A guy I went to school with got high, blacked out. And I don't know, 3 to 5 seconds later, after I got away from the car, he had went through 3 signs, hopped the curb, and smoked the car right where I was standing. And the goofy thing about it is, without even thinking about it, I just reactively said, thank you, Tina. And I didn't even, like, the words came out of my lips, and I was like, that is, wow, okay. So, very interesting story, very unusual. I guess, you know, listen to it, decide what you think. I know the whole thing seemed real. It's very unusual for a story to have so much detail and not be real. But my final question is, if that was Tina that came back one last time and she had aged closer to my age, did she finally get the opportunity to grow up like she was denied when she was a kid being hit by that car? Just one of the many things I can't explain. And if she did go up to heaven or wherever a person goes, she evidently was able to come back one last time. Hope you enjoyed the story. I know it's different and I know it's unique. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for the opportunity to tell it. All right, bye.
I absolutely love that story.
Me too.
I
that was a really good
everything
one.
About that story.
I agree.
I don't know how you explain it, and it could be like a guardian angel, and she could be a ghost. There's a lot of possibilities, but I think, you know, he mentioned when he was younger suffering from abuse, mm-hmm. and I think she came to him to help get him through that time.
And, I agree.
And if she was imaginary, you know, obviously I don't think people could see her, but if he's in his room playing with his, and I'm using air quotes, imaginary friend, that's probably how the mom knew about it, because she would hear him.
Yeah.
And,
well, he's definitely talking to her, mm-hmm. and he must have called her Tina, because mom knew the name.
And she was so real to him that he would have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happened to me, and it's happened to you, where there was an instance in our lives where, just like that, where I could have been really injured, or I don't know what would have happened in that car accident. And I heard a voice outside of me yell to speed up. And that's what that reminded me of. It was like she was there, get out of the way, go, go, go.
Yeah.
And there was something there that obviously saved him from what happened, because he would have been horrifically injured or killed. I just,
wow.
It's such a good story.
Okay, so he did have an interesting point when he said, so how does she go from being a little girl if she was killed as a little girl by being hit by a car? Now, here's the thing. He's just assuming that what he saw was how she died.
Mm-hmm.
Then and how does she go to be 22? Because the voice he hears is a 22-year-old. Does she mature somehow? Because she doesn't, you know, it did, or is it not Tina? But what makes me think it is Tina is because he said, thank you, Tina. Like he knew it was her.
And I think it's absolutely Tina. What makes you have to stay the same age? Like time doesn't even matter.
Okay. Well, and here's the thing too, that possibly if you've been sent guardian of some sort, right, to help you through a very traumatic period of your life, he's not going to respond to a 22-year-old.
Right. And at,
right?
And at 22, is he going to respond to a little girl?
Exactly. He's going to respond to somebody his age that he can communicate with on his own level and play with and chat with and, you know, tell things to and so forth. You know, this spirit maybe doesn't really have age.
No.
Right?
Why would they?
But it came to you as somebody that you could relate to at that point in your life when that's what you needed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I've got a feeling this spirit that's protecting him is still there.
Oh.
It doesn't necessarily manifest itself and come to him that way unless it absolutely has to. But I'm just wondering, or, you know, could they use other entities? You know what I mean? It just seems like it's a bigger picture than just one thing.
And if Tina was killed by a car in an accident,
mm-hmm.
was she killed at 25 years old? Mm-hmm. She could have been any age, but when he was younger, she came to him at a younger age so he could relate to her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just
but
think
I don't,
that's
I
th- such
I'm
a good
gonna
story.
Go more with ageless.
Mm-hmm.
That
agreed.
There is no age for this being that's protecting you, this consciousness of, you know, or God or whatever we want to say here, that is there protecting you. But when you needed it to be a certain manifestation, like a child, it took that form
when,
so it could
yeah.
it could work.
Because when he needed somebody, she was there. More than
yeah.
once. And I think it could happen again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do too. If he needs them. You know, it's interesting because his is definitely a woman. It's a girl, right? It's feminine. Mine is definitely male.
Yeah, mine. And, what I heard was a man.
And I would say middle-aged to a little bit older male. Mm-hmm. Every time I've heard it in my life, you know, it's been this same man's voice that's, you know, said, you know, do this or watch, you know, or whatever, or watch out or something, you know. And so I'm thinking they manifest so that we can relate to them and hear them, right?
I just think that's so good.
It's a really good story.
Well, if you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.